The state commission that meets once every 20 years finished up its business today with a flourish. The Taxation and Budget Reform Commission adjourned after voting to revive the school tuition voucher program that was axed by the Florida Supreme Court nearly 2.5 years ago. The commission also passed a proposal requiring school districts to spend 65 cents of every education dollar in the classroom. They later decided to combine the two as one ballot item. The voucher proposal would overturn a Supreme Court ruling that struck down ex-Governor Jeb Bush's tuition voucher plan. The High Court ruled in January of 2006 that using public money to help parents move their kids from failing public schools to other public or private schools violated the Florida Constitution's guarantee of a uniform free public education. If approved by the voters, the constitutional amendment would allow the use of public money for tuition assistance to parents of students waiting to get out of failing public schools and attend public or private schools with better academic standing. Ron Myers, an attorney based in Tallahassee. Among his clients are the Florida Education Association. Meyer argued successfully in front of the Florida Supreme Court that the state's school voucher program enacted by former Governor Bush violated the state's constitution. He had several thoughts today upon hearing of the commission's move.
I'm disappointed in the commission having expended as much time and energy as it did on this issue, which has nothing to do with the reasons for which a Taxation and Budget Reform Commission is created in the Constitution. When property taxes are at a near confiscatory level, for the commission to be dabbling in matters relating to school vouchers and religious freedom is just simply something that is disappointing that they would have done. I'm also disappointed with the commission that it appears that they just traded votes to get various other proposals on the ballot in exchange for supporting the people who were advocating voucher language. And you know, one of the real concerns we have is, I think, as Representative Gelber, who is a commissioner on the TBRC, said, is Florida is now the first state in the union that will essentially constitutionally require the Florida legislature to fund vouchers to pay for children in private schools.
You, of course, were successful in striking this down a few years ago, and former Governor Bush has never forgiven this for happening. He just released a statement saying that thanks to the good work of the Taxation and Budget Reform Commission, Florida voters, not activist jurists, will ultimately decide the best way to provide a quality education for all of our students. Now, as you said, Ron Meyer, this is something that a lot of people think that this commission was not designed to even tackle, but nevertheless, they've done so. Are you looking forward to going back in court and challenging this?
Well, you know, there are a number of things that have to be looked at. First of all, we're not persuaded that what the Budget and Tax Reform Commission even passed corrects what the Bush people feel was the problem created by the Holmes v. Bush decision, which found vouchers in Florida unconstitutional. So I'm not sure they fixed the issue like they would, you know, think that they did. Secondly, we're not just simply going to respond in kind to Governor Bush or former Governor Bush and his comments about activist judges making decisions. The Florida Supreme Court of Florida, in a 5-2 decision, invalidated this scheme of school vouchers that Governor Bush then cooked up. And I think if you look at the makeup of the Florida Supreme Court and the five justices who supported it, it's a real injustice, but not one that we are unused to from the Bush administration, to suggest that the court was motivated by anything other than the highest ideals of jurisprudence and a desire to be independent of political pressure. That being said, we're going to look at all of the options, including the sneaky manner in which the TBRC brought this issue back up, the fact that the public wasn't given notice that this issue would be coming back up, the fact that they've sort of log-rolled different concepts that are unrelated to school vouchers into the voucher constitutional proposal. I suppose in an effort to hide the fact that this is nothing more than a voucher bill. We think there are a lot of legal flaws with what they've done, and we're certainly going to look at the overall picture and make a determination of whether we litigate that or whether we let the people decide, because we're confident that the people in Florida smart enough not to want to just simply send children off to unregulated private schools with vouchers when public schools are being starved by the legislature these days. So we're gonna look at where we are when the dust settles, and we're going to make some judgments as to where we go from there.